feel much better. A little bit.
Sure.
I'm not feeling much better.
I mean, as long as I'm not moving, it's not bad anyway.
The shot, you know, take about 3 or 4 minutes maybe to work, but it should give you some good relief here. It's been bad getting around. You definitely hurt your back, okay? Maybe it's just muscular strain because it's tending us up a little higher in the muscles. Hopefully you didn't damage a disc or something like that. That's a much more serious problem. But I think it just may be a sprain. That means you apply some moist heat and self the feet, lay around, rest. Those muscles are torn, and so they need some time to get better. What I would give you would be like a muscle relaxant, okay? And I was going to give you an additional shot. We gave you a steroid shot with the Madrol dose pack. That's the quickest way, fastest way to relieve the inflammation, maybe to help it heal quicker. But you got to give it time, okay? It's going to take 7 days, all right? Your work, what kind of work you do?
I work in multi-duty.
Okay, so you're not really lifting a whole lot?
Well, yeah, we make everything from scratch. I mean, I can limit myself to lifting and stooping and bending.
I think you're going to have to, but you need to do that maybe for the next week and give you a note for work, like maybe for the next week. You got to give it time to heal.
Well, I'm off tomorrow. I only work a half a day on Monday, so should I just go home today?
Yes, sir. Are you working today?
Yeah, I left work. I'm a trigger. It was too much of a...
I don't think you can work very well, can you?
No, not really. Again, I'm out. Like I said, I can make pizzas. As long as I wasn't bending, stooping, twisting.
So I'm making some scratch.
Yes, sir.
That's in the series?
Yeah.
That should taste pretty good. Keeping that for a while. You're making it better than you see. Always made it from scratch?
As far as I know, the process is a little different now than it used to be. But what I'll say about Little Caesars is I'm not a big fan of chain pizza restaurants. I lived in Boston for about 3 years.
Okay.
So I've had the experience, like, when you come to Houston, after you eat at these food trucks and these Mexican restaurants, when you go back to wherever you came from, man, Taco Mayo just ain't the same. You know what I mean? And it was the same thing for me. When I got up there and I got in all the North End Italian restaurants and I had real, like, authentic home-style Italian food, pizzas, pastas, sandwiches, as I came back over here, and I don't even eat from Pizza Hut or the wings because I like fried wings, and everybody else bakes them.
Pizza Hut, okay.
But for a chain pizza restaurant, we have a pretty decent recipe.
Okay,
I'd say
that's so. Like you might, yeah. Yeah, Mario Brothers, again, there a few times, right? Not too bad. But there's a place, what's the name of it? Mario's in Galveston. You ever been down there? They eat like a real Italian and everything like that. They throw them up in the air and everything like that. I'm sure they're still there. But they had one on the seawall, another one that was just been there years ago. I mean, went in the past years ago, but that's about the best real pizza that I've ever had. But no, I can understand. All right, that sounds crazy. Maybe I'll try and see it again.
We have some new things out right now called pepperoni, and where they have the cheese version too. They're called Crazy Pucks. They're actually pretty good. They're like little pizza cupcakes.
Pizza cupcakes.
Yeah, almost like a quiche, but no egg in them.
Yeah, right. That's good.
Yeah, they are pretty
good. Well, your blood pressure medicine, I'm telling you, come here. It's been a while since you had my work. How long has that been?
You guys did my last night work. You guys are basically my primary care physician.
Right. I didn't look on your chart on the same time. It's been a little long, not too long. Did you have that book?
Probably over 6 months.
Yeah. Well, you just want to get it every year or so like that. But I'm refilling your blood pressure medicine. As far as the pain, you know, you're going to be on the steroids, so you still could take Tylenol. Tylenol would be about the best thing.
Can you refill my diclofenac instead?
Well, okay, all right, I can refill that, but you don't want to take that at the same time you're taking it.
Right.
So you need to finish that up, and then you can go back on that. I can refill that one, too.
Okay.
You take that for what?
I have disc fusion, and I have two herniated discs right here, and I take it, like I get these weird nerve sensations when the nerves get pinched, and I take the diclofenac to the inflammation so it gets rid of migraines that I get from the nerve being pinched.
Yeah. Yeah, no surgery in your neck yet.
Yeah, I've had the disc fusion surgery.
That's what you said. And so, did you have back thoracic disc? Or
yeah, my the disc between my T4 and T5 and T5 and T6 are herniated.
It's kind of unusual how that happened.
I was working high volume water transfer for frac jobs, you know what I'm saying, for the oil field, and I was carrying some pipe and I had crushed myself.
Okay.
So the doctor was like, man, if it would have been for the fact that all you would do was work out in your free time, you'd probably be dead right now or crippled.
Yeah. Well, they didn't always consider you back when they put you in work like now, right?
That's right. Well, it went right down to when I fell. The pipe fell from about 12 feet up, and it was a 30-foot section of 10-inch diameter aluminum pipe. So it wasn't like as heavy as a steel pipe, but it crashed right between my shoulder blades. And then another one came right down on top of it.
Okay, I mean, you're lucky you're doing pretty good there and all that, right?
That was back in 2010.
So you have a thoracic surgeon bit you in the past?
No, that man told me that the most common side effect to that thoracic surgery, that if I could handle the pain that it was causing, that I needed to for as long as I could, because...
Who told you that?
Dr. Michael Hahn.
He's a neurosurgeon?
Yes, sir. He's one of my next.
Okay, he's not down in Michigan.
Yeah, Oklahoma City at Mercy Hospital.
Okay.
He's pretty renowned, and he's
okay.
I got lucky getting him. The company made a mistake, so the insurance company to overcompensate for that mistake.
All right, I'll see. He won the workers' comp because that's not the situation.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what happened, but I went from getting these little normal doctors that they would normally get, but once the company made that mistake, they had a conflict of interest. The safety man and the first doctor I had were real good friends, and the first doctor I had was trying to write me off real fast before checking me out to make sure the rest of me was okay.
You got to watch those guys, that's what they do. You know, they always refuse to get MRIs or epidurals.
Right. After you did my right knee surgery, you told me wasn't nothing wrong with the left knee, wasn't nothing wrong with nothing else, I need to get back to work. And then once they found that out, my lawyer put their wig, and next thing I know, I'm working with this guy with the OSSO. He's the orthopedic surgeon and specialist for the Oklahoma Centers. So he was my knee specialist. He did a bunch of MRIs from my neck down to my knees, and he found out I had this huge, a bone spur, like one of my pieces of growth plate busted off and landed on my finger, and just got this huge hook-shaped bone spur coming up. I didn't know what the hell was wrong with my leg, you know. I could feel it. I was like, man, that's crazy. And he told me, he showed me, he's like the size of my throat, man, it's coming up right into my muscle.
Wow.
But it's not sharp, but that's not causing a problem. But then he got me a referral for an MRI for my spine. And when that happened, then I got Michael Hahn, and that lawyer I had was awesome. She was all over it. The insurance company was like, well, we're already in deep shit. You know, the judge is going to be like, give him whatever he wants anyway. So they did. They got me hooked up. Dr. Michael Hahn got me to quit smoking cigarettes. He wouldn't operate on me if I smoked.
Right.
He said tobacco had a 300% chance for me to not heal properly, and he wasn't going to take the risk that if I didn't want to quit smoking, I could find another doctor.
Well, that's true. It constricts the vessels and prepares them. What about the smoking? Did you do anything about that?
I quit.
I mean, you weigh enough, Scott. Did you weigh?
My weight wasn't like that back then. I was like sculpted like a Adonis back then. You know?
Okay, well, that's what you said earlier. But the weight's a big thing, right?
Yes.
You're still gaining weight.
No, when I first started coming to you guys, I was 358 pounds. Now I'm 335, so I'm losing weight. I'm losing
how much are you now?
335.
So I've lost,
I was 358. So I've lost 23 pounds.
You're not diabetic or anything?
No, sure.
So they had
my blood work showed that I was almost pre-diabetic, that I need to get my shit together before.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, you got to get your weight down. You got all those spinal and knee problems, everything like that. It's going to be worse as you get older and everything. But the way you get your weight down, it helps a whole lot.
I'm working with an acupuncturist and a nutritionist on that right now.
You have a nutritionist? Okay, that's really good.
Nutritionist. Ever since I found out just how in-depth my medical plan was, I was like, check this out. I got a little acupuncturist. She put me little things on my ears and needles all over me and stuff.
they're helping you some with the neck pain or what?
She hasn't so much focused on that yet. She's focusing on my anxiety and my weight right now.
Okay.
And this is after that.
So your appetite is bad, decreasing your heart, steady losing some weight.
Well, me and her talked about that too. It's not so much that I had a big appetite, it's just that my schedule doesn't allow me to split up my meals into moderate portions. So what happens is I come out, I'm starving, seemingly starving. My right. brain is convinced that I'm, you know, starving, and I go and eat this big old plate of food. And mixed with the habits of you're going to eat everything on your plate, you're going to get your ass whooped growing up, you know.
So,
and the nutritionist is telling me that too. She's like, that is bad advice. If you are not hungry, do not eat anymore.
Okay, well, she's working with you now. But,
And we're working on portion control, moderation, types of foods, diet change, not so much like a, we're not working on a diet per se, we're working on a lifestyle change.
Yes, sir.
Right, you know, we're moving some of the foods.
Okay, we are learning our lessons. That's it. You got to survive style, you know, and, you know, being active as much as you can, cutting your portions back. You know, I see people that weigh 400 pounds, and they come in, and I see them 200 pounds, and I ask them how they lost the weight. You know, I say the same thing. I cut back on my portions. If you have some bad habits, you know, I drink a lot, like you say, eating big plate of double plate of food, maybe after, you know, food and
right.
stuff like that. That takes its, it takes its toll. But
you'd be surprised at just how much moderation and a routine, an actual routine for eating. Like, make time, you know, find out what your routine is and keep it. Become a creature of habit with your routine. Even she said, and whatever you do, don't eat after 8:30 at night unless you're going to be up until 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Go to bed at 10 o'clock, your food is not digested, your body is going to go into hibernation mode, and it's not going to digest that food.
Can I talk to you about that?
Oh, yeah, all over me.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the way I understand it. That's what I tell people. So, you know, people are under stress and think like that. So, it's a big issue, but if you're under stress but you're not moving around, your body thinks you need to go into hibernation, which she tells me that. So, it starts conserving energy and putting on the fat, right?
Right.
You go into hibernation. That's why moving around and being as active as you can is very helpful. You can't, you know, run or anything, but just moving around, because then your body thinks, well, hey, we'll get ready to go to war or something like this. I need to, you know, mobilize the fat and being prepared to go to war and help build up his muscles and stuff like that. So that's
start dumping reserves and using the protein.
Yes, sir. So that's good. Good advice. I got to keep going. All right.
She said that, I mean, that she said you can have carbs, you just need to replace your carbs with the good carbs, the good carbs.
Right.
She says, instead of eating bread, eat salads. Eat, you know, and when you go to eat meals, make sure you're not eating more than 6 to 7 ounces of protein. And then after that, you need to have, she said, put a bunch of green beans on your plate. Put a bunch of green beans, but don't smash it with butter or nothing.
The nutritionist or something allows you to have the nutritionist and everything?
Yeah, I do. It's the other thing with her, yeah.
Okay. What kind of insurance do you
have? Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Maybe I do it?
Michigan? I don't know.
Oh, Michigan. You know, I know good insurance down here, but that's Michigan Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Okay.
That's the next thing. You don't want to lose that when you're down here, right? You got to.
Right, I get it through Little Caesars because their home office is out of Detroit.
I see, you get it through them. Okay, well, that's a real blessing. You actually have it on that, right?
See, that's one of the, that's one of the best insurance they offer. In my line of work, it's one of the best insurance out
there. Well, no, that's really good. That's excellent. You know, I should be like that, but unfortunately, they're not. Yeah. All right, sir. Well, come on. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you that one more shot. You need a steroid shot. Before we have to go. And give steroid pills, and then you need a diclofenac mix. You need to be recovering that. What's the dose on that? Did you get it to you before?
75, I think.
Okay, let me double check it.
Yeah,
let me double check.
Thank you.
Take it twice a day. It's okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's quite true. So I'll write it back in for you too. And you did have some lab work and work up everything like that about the UI last year. So maybe next time would be a good time to do some of that. Your blood looks pretty good. Really. Oh, testosterone's a little low. Let me tell you about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he told me there were some things I can check in my diet and we got to bed as well. He said to check into that before we did like any kind of hormones or something.
Changing the diet.
Yeah, like D12, I think he said. And I came in and not the bald one.
Yeah, the other one. Okay, that's true. You said the D12 and.
And he said that there were other things that I could, you know, just alter my diet.
Testosterone. Okay, he's got an intern. So that's okay. You can follow his advice. But try to do all that before you get your blood going again, maybe the next time, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the other thing is the back should get better in the next several days. So if it doesn't, you know, you can come back here. Since you're coming here from here, right? Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you that note for the work. It's really important to take it easy and keep working all the things you're doing. That's all really good. I'm really blessed to have
Monday.
You have another light duty the next week until like Monday you? After next, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a bit, so the, y'all are all over the country?
Sir?
Y'all over the country, Caesars, they make pizzas all over?
Yeah, they even got franchise stores. They're all over the world.
No, we said like
that gives them a lot of pull with the insurance.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am.
That's a good policy. She can go to X-ray. Is that her?
Okay.
I'll be right there.
Is there like a weight restriction you want to put on, or?
I guess you could say I'm at 25 pounds, something like that, or yeah, that's probably not too much sweat for you, but I think we should try to limit to 25 pounds, or I can make it different if you like.
Yeah.
But y'all are experts, I'm just following directions.
I'll just make it 25 pounds.
25 pounds? Do you want to put any other restriction other than the weight?
No.
Restriction? Any other one?
Limited bending, I guess you could say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No return Monday and no lifting up more than 25 pounds and no bending.
When was that you hurt your neck and your back? How long ago was that?
2010. Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath, hold it. All right, you can relax.
Hang on, let me come over here. I'll look at your X-ray.
I pray it's not normal, but I pray, I'm just thankful. I feel confident whenever it is to take care of it.
Yeah.
I'll never feel any of that. You're not a doctor.
Yeah, I'm going to help you. Let's see. Pray. You see your lungs feel too, okay?
Where?
Black kind of, this is your heart here, it's shadowing the center. And then there she, this is your stomach down here, and these are your diaphragms. This is what we're looking at. And here. And it doesn't look like there's any definite pneumonia there. All that's kind of clear. So that's good. That's what we need to be sure of. So you have a lot of bronchial inflammation and everything. So that's not bad. You want to take a picture of it, you can see it.
I get it to turn back on.
What,
is this my stomach there?
No, it's in your stomach, it's in your intestinal, that's normal, okay?
Okay. And so, would you tell me again, you said this is all my lungs here?
This black area, so you have a right lung, a left lung, right lung. And the dark part is your lung.
Okay.
And your bones, your neck, and the heart, shadow, and your intestinal, but this is what we're looking at, the black part. Now I know your X-ray is okay. You should give that prescription already.
No, sir, for the cough medicine.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'll have some.
Well, number 13, and can I also see your ID?
Thank you.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and give you something. I gave you the nebulizer, right? That's really important to get that. So I think it was reasonable that maybe it was $4 or $6.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you something. It's just stronger, okay?
Yes,
sir. That's okay. You can take that, but now you still could develop like a pneumonia or something. So if you start having fever, sweats, trouble breathing, that would be grounds to go back to the Mercer, right?
I'll probably come here from now on.
But if you can come here, but if you're having severe distress, you need to go to Mercer, okay?
Okay.
Because you're looking at me, you're going to the hospital. You weren't in that bad shape when you went to the Mercer the other day.
Yes,
sir. The hospital did you go to?
Liberty, but they didn't. They just did swab for the pneumonia and COVID and everything.
How much does it cost to go there? It costs
$100.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so you know.
I don't want to go back there.
Huh?
I don't want to go back there.
Well, it's kind of expensive to go to insurance if you don't have insurance, even with insurance a little bit. But, you know, you probably need to go there. So, you know, if it's urgent, you know, you have to pay them all up front.
My sister is who recommended you. She lives here in Cleveland. Lori, the one that's with me. And
right.
So now that I know you're here.
Well, I'm not here all the time. We have, you know, we have Lonnie, Dr. John is here. And would you welcome to come back here?
Well, I just feel... I was so scared, and you made me feel just by, like, you checked everything out, and...
Right, I'm glad we can keep your x-ray.
Okay.
That normally happens, but I'll get stuff with that.
Okay, yeah. So what do I need to do now?
Just come back to the counter, but I'd like to have you so they can do it to you. You should do a lot better.
Okay.
I'd like to see you again.
Okay.
Just come back and check it.
Okay, I will. Thank you so very much.
This lady now, I'm giving her no more prescription.
Okay. Is she getting a prescription?
Yes.
Just give us 1 second. I'm still writing the prescription, okay? Did you just go to the over here? This is a fire. I'll have to go on my head. Before one girl here, she has to come with you. Oh, they don't have to come up with that. What the fuck is this? Jeff, I'm going in a race. No fucking one. We have to go. Dude, I remember seeing this. He's a little lazy. I did this.
Here's her prescription.
Oh. Thank you. Nation of Bank is the 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee, starting at $38,290 MSRP. Visit Jeep.com for details.
Medicals are always a big thing to everybody because